We're doing the Avad Chesed, and we're up to the footnote. The Chafetz Chaim had been discussing that a person shouldn't spend more than a fifth when he gives charity, so he shouldn't come to needing others. And now he quotes and he goes in depth. The Hagaita Be'erechin B'Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us in Tractate Erechin, Machrim Adam Mitzono Mibkaro Miavodav Shifotav Mistei Achuzato. If a person wants to dedicate from his items to the temple, he may do so. He may dedicate from his cattle, from his servants, from his land, provided that he doesn't dedicate all of it. He may dedicate part of it. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So then Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, "Umayim ligavo en adam rashay lachim kol nechasav." If when it comes to dedicating to the temple, to heavens, one may not dedicate everything one owns. Alachat kama v'chama she'adam chasal nechasav. All the more so when it comes to helping out your fellow man, that you got to limit it, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, that you shouldn't give everything up. V'ayin sham b'gemara. And if you look closely over there in the Gemara, you'll see, v'afilu min echad kulo shel tzon u'bakar she'yesh lo. That you're not even supposed to dedicate all of your cattle. You'll say, I have a lot of property and a lot of cattle. I'll just give away all my cattle. No, you're not allowed to dedicate all your cattle. You're not allowed to dedicate all your servants. You're not allowed to dedicate all your land. You're not allowed to dedicate any other specific item. You're not allowed to dedicate all of one item. Midichtiv, because the pasuk says, Mikola sholo. If you want to dedicate from what you have. Chazal understood that to mean specifically from what you have, velo and not kol hasholo, all of which you have. May Adam, from amongst the men who serve you, velo kol Adam, and not all the men who serve you. The Torah says, misdei achuzato, you may dedicate from your fields, but not kol hasdei achuzato, not all of your fields. So Tosus over there discusses what happens if you have only one field? Okay. The Torah teaches you how the Torah wanted you to live life. Don't dedicate everything to the temple. Don't dedicate everything to your fellow man. So you see here, even if it's not even a fifth of your assets, meaning you have 3% of your assets are your cattle. You're not allowed to dedicate all of your cattle. Da pasuk lo chilek baze. Because the pasuk makes no distinction, the pasuk simply says a rule. Don't dedicate all of one item. V'hinei, lefi mai da amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah she'adam chas al nechasav ha'haynu afilu litzdaka. So then, if we take this logic when it comes to dedicating to the temple, and we extrapolate the way Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, that a person should watch over his assets, as the Gemara over there explains, the Ma'ati Shaman Zehad Takanat Usha, about this, the Gemara brings the institution they made in the city of Usha, that a person should not spend more than a fifth, more than 20% of his assets for charity. Obviously this encompasses you're not allowed to just give it away as a gift. Forget charity. Let's say I want to give it all as a gift. No, you may not. And as Rabbeinu Gershom over there says in his commentary, okay, so then it would seem, if we're going to learn a fortiori, we're going to say there's a logical inference from the laws of dedication to the temple to the laws of charity. So then when it comes to charity, we would say the same logic. Don't give all of your cattle to charity. Don't give all, I don't know if you could say all of your cars today. And then it would come out a big chidush. Let's say it's less than a tithe of my assets, but it is the only field I own. I wouldn't be allowed to give that field as charity. because this logic, don't give everything you have of a specific type. But he says this is a chiddush, says the Chafetz Chaim. They have a lula poskim navio, and someone should have mentioned this. You don't find the halachic commentary saying this. So he says, I think maybe we have to discern that it's not identical. There's a difference because the Torah obligates you. If there's a poor person here, help him out. The Torah doesn't obligate you to dedicate things to the temple. So it could be that that's where the Torah says, I don't want you to give everything if you're volunteering. There's no obligation to dedicate things to the temple. As Maimonides writes, even though if you dedicate something to the temple, you get a mitzvah. Nonetheless, there is no obligation to do it. So then maybe in this regard, tzedakah is more powerful than hekdesh. If you have only one type, let's say you have one field, you're allowed to give it to the poor, even though you're not allowed to give it all to the temple. Because we say, you're not allowed to give more than 20% of your assets. But maybe this aspect you are. If it's not more than the amount you're supposed to give tzedakah, then maybe you're allowed to give all your cattle. Let's say it's only 3% of your assets. Then maybe that would be okay. Whereas to the temple you would not be allowed to give all of one tithe. Maybe to charity you are. Because charity is obligatory. Whereas dedication to the temple is voluntary. So then what was Rav Elazar ben Azariah saying when he said you could learn charity from dedications? Haynu linyan he was saying, let's say there is a line of poor people standing here and you want to give away everything you own. You feel so bad for them, you figure, I'll make ends meet, I'll figure something else out. That's what Rav Elazar was coming to say. Rav Elazar ben Azariah said, there's no obligation to do that, your life comes first. So with regard to that, he said, learn from the temple, just like you can't dedicate all of one type, so too when it comes to charity that's not obligatory, you can't go beyond the call of duty and say, well, I'm not worried about myself. So there the 40 ori works, and the Mishnah really works with this logic. And the last thought that he brings over here we'll pick up with Bezachim next time.